Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a certified riding instructor, remote coach, and animal communicator. I encourage equestrians to slow down, trust their intuition, and listen to their horses. In this podcast, I want to share some thoughts on how to take good care of yourself as a human and a rider. I know everyone is going through something right now. That's part of life. I want you to know how proud I am of you right now for listening to this podcast. Take some time to focus on self-improvement for you, and it will not only help yourself, but it'll help your horse. Here are some things to consider to help you take extra good care of yourself. Number one, when you first wake up, lay down on carpeting or a yoga mat and spend 10 minutes asking your body what it needs that day to feel good. I like to place one hand on my heart and the other on my belly. I thank my body for all that it does, send it love, and then ask my body, what messages do you have for me today? It might give you guidance for certain stretches. It might want you to massage your legs or take some really good deep cleansing breaths. It might tell you what kind of food you might be craving. Do your best to make this a habit and watch your life transform. Number two, once you connect with your body this way, take just a few moments to connect with your horse's heart and ask what he or she needs from you as well. This will help strengthen your relationship, even if you don't necessarily get any messages back. The time you take to connect will be noted energetically with your horse. Number three, find a way to track your water intake. I have a magnet system next to my water filter. As soon as I get a glass of water, I move a magnet from one end of the fridge to another. By midday, I can see if I'm staying on track. You might want to set a reminder on your phone to drink more water. Staying hydrated will help with everything else in your life. Number four, give yourself a full day without electronics if possible. If you can't take a full day, at least set aside a few hours where you aren't near your phone or any screens. Enjoy the quietness of that. Number five, do one thing each week that is completely new to you. It might be learning a new language, going to a new restaurant, watching a video about something you've always been interested in. The point is, keep your brain active and engaged by inviting newness into your life. It will help you keep inspired. So there you go. There are just some thoughts to take extra care of for yourself. I hope you enjoyed this short podcast, and I would love to hear how this goes for you. Feel free to reach out. You can find me on my website, inspiredriding.com. Thank you so much for listening, and may the horse be with you always.